The event took 9 months to plan, and still, Elliot says he couldn't have planned for the more than 250 people who showed up.
6:30 in the morning, the whole parking lot was filled. It was down the street. They've been waiting since 9 o'clock last night.
By noon, roughly 100 people still waited outside, despite the bad weather and the chance they may not see a dentist. A patient named Melva was among those waiting at 6 in the morning.
I got up and started walking here at 5, and I probably won't be seen till about 2. I'm coming for a filling because I can't afford one, and I want to save what few teeth I've got left.
The biggest problem, according to Elliot, is that the need for adult dental care far outweighs what one dentist can provide in one day.
As you would expect right now, with the economy the way it is, a lot of people are choosing to have extractions. They've let basic things go, and now they're swollen. They have serious dental problems. So we're doing a lot of tooth extractions, basic cleanings, and fillings.
Many people outside the clinic, including Stan Brazier, said they had lost their job or their insurance recently. Many more reported having not seen a dentist in 5 or 10 years.
We've all fallen through the gaps on some level. When you don't have the financial means to take care of your teeth, it affects your whole health.
As the day wore on, few people waiting outside seemed to think they would be among the 100 patients not seen that day.
We had planned 100, but we're already hoping that we can treat 150. And at that point, I don't think we're going to be able to see anymore. We've turned away lots of people.
James Wiley, an 18-year-old high school student who was there with his mom, held a purple piece of construction paper with the number 150 marking the 150th place in line.
It's been like 5 years since I went to go see a dentist, and it's been aching, and so I'm hoping that I will get in there.
I'm Kylie Mendoza for KRCB News.